This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I got sent something via text. John Lott is kind enough to send me whenever he does an article that gets published. And John Lott gets published in a lot of places. A lot of people respect him. Some of the places that do publish him try to, dispute what he says, but they keep asking him to come back. He did an article with Representative Thomas Massie. There's this frequent talking point in the gun control debate that Americans overwhelmingly support common sense gun control measures like universal background checks and red flag laws. And the Biden administration has actually tried to bribe the states. They got a $231 million pool that will go to states that enact red flag laws and push gun control policies. And those surveys are constantly invoked at legislative hearings and the media, but surveys often compress complicated bills down to one-sentence summaries, and the results are a lot of times very unreliable. Gun control advocates claim that over 90% of Americans support universal background checks, which would require checks for privately exchanged firearms. So, like, if you want to sell it to your friend, to a stranger, give it to your kid, whatever. And fact-checkers from PolitiFact and Snopes support these claims. But when asked why Congress won't pass a universal background check law, academics point to the lobbying power of the NRA. So what they're saying is it's money. But remember, gun control is funded by billionaires. So in 2016, despite billionaire Michael Bloomberg's overwhelming financial backing, ballot initiative for universal background checks failed in Maine by 4%, won in Nevada by less than 1%. In both Maine and Nevada, the background check initiatives had far more financial support, and the media was overwhelmingly sympathetic to the cause. So, where was the NRA at that particular moment? If the surveys conducted by gun control advocates were accurate, then these should have been easy wins, if 90% of America supports this. But they ask very simple questions like, do you support or oppose requiring background checks on all gun sales or transfers? Which you understand, of course, that that's a new phenomenon. That only began in the 90s. The actual laws in question, however, can run for dozens of pages and are actually more complicated than a one-sentence summary would imply. So to examine this, John Lott and his organization, CPRC, which hired McLaughlin and Associates to survey 1,000 likely voters from February 17th to 22. And when they were asked if they support background checks on all sales for guns or transfers, likely voters expressed support for such laws by a whopping 86% to 11% margin. Those who strongly supported the policy outnumbered those who strongly opposed, 70% to 5%. All incomes, education levels, and demographics expressed support for such a law. But then, two follow-up questions were asked after that initial question. See, we have oversimplified it to a one-sentence survey in the first part. Now they're going to actually tell you what this means. So first, these laws are called universal background checks. Let's say a stalker is threatening a female friend of yours late on Saturday night. She asks you if she can borrow your handgun until she has a chance to buy one. She is trained and has no criminal record. If you loaned her the gun, this law would make you a felon. Would you support or oppose this law? Now they oppose these background checks by 44% to 42% margin. Flip-flop. And while Democrats, leftists, singles, those living in urban areas, and blacks still strongly support these laws, Republicans, moderates, married people, and those living in non-urban areas, and white people oppose them. Second, A Boy Scout troop is going for his skeet shooting badges. If you lend the Scoutmaster your shotguns, you would be committing a felony. Would you support or oppose this law? Now they oppose this policy by 45% to 42%, with a similar demographic breakdown. Surveys on red flag laws contain the same sort of oversimplification. These surveys typically ask people if they support laws that allow guns to be temporarily confiscated by a judge from people considered by a judge to be a danger to themselves or others. And that seems very reasonable, but support for such a law is somewhere between 2-to-1 and 3-to-1 margins. But all 50 states in the United States already have involuntary commitment laws that do exactly that. And they actually take the person and not the gun. They leave the gun out there because the gun is not the issue. Surveys fail to explain how red flag laws will change the current law and bypass normal legal and judicial processes, whereby complaints are made and witnesses are cross-examined. So they also undertook a survey for that. And after respondents were told that there were no court proceedings before individuals' guns were taken away, and there were no mental health care experts involved in the entire process, support changed to opposition to such laws, 29% for, 47% against. Finally, people in the survey were asked if they prefer involuntary commitment laws or red flag laws. But first, they were told that involuntary commitment laws provide for evaluations by mental health experts. An emergency court hearing takes place before a judge's final decision. A lawyer is provided if a person can't afford one. And judges have a range of less extreme options, such as mandatory outpatient mental health care. Respondents favored the current involuntary commitment laws over red flag laws by a 40 to 33% margin. Now, presumably, because of the overwhelming support for these common-sense gun control measures, you would think that the anti-gunners would come out very shortly with surveys of their own, which, you know, debunk what Representative Massey and Dr. Lott have come up with. these surveys are nothing more than a talking point. You know, when I'm getting ready to do this radio show, right, I'm looking for talking points, and then I'm going to expand upon the talking points. Sometimes it's going to be with facts, and sometimes it's just going to be with my opinion. But it's all based upon a talking point. But policy cannot be based upon a talking point. Policy has to be based on facts and empirical data. And it has to jibe with the Constitution. And since we all know gun control is a lie, we should sort of demand that they start to, actually make the case that if it is not going to actually enhance public safety, that we don't need it. But here is the fact of the matter. In the case of the red flag law, for example, red flag laws are not going to work as long as you leave the perpetrator out on the street. Someone who can't be trusted with a gun walking around in society can't be trusted with, they can't be trusted to walk around in society without a custodian. Simple fact. Universal background checks. In order for that to work, there would have to be a registry. Which right now everybody's all up in arms about the pistol-braced rifles or the AR-15s. They're going to be labeled SBRs, and they're all going to be on a registry. Nobody wants to be on a registry. So why would we support something that has to create a registry in order for it to work? All of this is all giving more control over to the government. That's all that is. It's all giving more control over to the government. Red flag laws are a revocation of due process. Leaving the weapon in the case of crime is the person perpetrating it. And when we're talking about violent crime, that encompasses so much more than guns. It encompasses hands and feet and knives and iron bars and glass and whatever else you can use to hurt somebody, whatever, a ball peen hammer. Everything can be repurposed to be a weapon, but it takes the person behind it that's driving it to repurpose it that way. Red flag laws are the most nefarious of things. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Interesting little development. This just occurred, I think, within the last few days. The merchant category codes, where they were going to track what you did with your credit card, those are, and, you know, they were demanded by gun control groups because we got to track all this dangerous stuff going on out there by you lawful, law-abiding people. They are now in limbo. And they're in limbo due to the major credit card companies because the major credit card companies have been warned by the various freedom-loving states that they will not be allowed to, you know, to do this kind of thing, or they're going to pay. They're going to pay a lot of money. They're going to pay a lot of fines. And this is not good for their, you know, for their bottom line, not at all. They've never really been on board with the category code since the far-left Amalgamated Bank and gun control activists began lobbying for the International Standardization Organization to create one several years ago. Now, their claim is that this code would prevent or would help prevent mass shootings by requiring the companies to flag suspicious transactions at firearm retailers. But both Visa and MasterCard don't actually specify the purchase. They don't identify anything specifically. And the responsibility to flag any transaction deemed suspicious is more about reducing bank fraud and other financial crimes. So they're basically saying, this is not our lane. At the very least, the legislation both companies referenced in today's decision, we're talking MasterCard and Visa, they may have given the companies an easy out for a scheme that they were never really on board with in the first place. Because it is impossible to track this. It is impossible to anticipate what is coming in a lot of cases. And in the cases where they actually do have these, you know, they have the various warning signs, nobody does anything about them anyway. Really, truly, the very best thing we could do in order to help prevent a loss of life would be to harden the target, which everybody's loath to do because that means we give guns to people. Or we allow them to have them. MasterCard got out there and said in a statement Thursday, there are bills advancing in several states related to the use of this new code. If passed, the proposals would create an inconsistency in how the code is applied by merchants and others. And he said, therefore, it's for that reason that we have decided to pause work on the implementation of the firearm-specific MCC. As detailed as everybody thinks some of these things are, they can't really be that detailed because it is just so data-driven. And, you know, I don't know how this works out. It would have to be a real big abundance of work. Visa also took a pause because of the significant confusion and legal uncertainty that the legislative proposals have created, according to a spokesperson. So, in other words, they never wanted to be, because if this was a money-making thing, they'd do it. They would do it. MCCs, MasterCard said, MCCs are one data point. They would not provide any insight on specific purchases or resolve larger issues. We are committed to working with policymakers and elected officials to contribute to constructive solutions that address the gun violence issue while respecting important constitutional rights and protections for lawful activities, which is a very good way of saying we don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. They can weasel out of this. I'm sure they were completely on board with this. But, you know, there is no way for this to prevent anything. This just means that you go out and you get enough money to buy the gun out of the bank. You don't put it on a MasterCard or a Visa. You just pay cash. American Express is now pausing its implementation of the MCCs for the time being. So it does look like most major companies are in agreement. Now, as you might think, the gun control groups, of course, are losing their mind. Here's a taste of Brady's press release on the announcement. Brady President Chris Brown said, it's shameful to hear that credit card companies Visa and MasterCard, here we go, have caved to the gun lobby's transparent political ploys. If true, Visa and MasterCard are choosing political expediency over American lives. Make no mistake, Americans will continue to suffer and die as a result of this deadly decision. having a dedicated process to flag troubling and suspicious firearm purchases like they already do to detect other fraudulent purchases is a common sense strategy for companies to save lives and prevent the next mass shooting. It's amazing. They must have like a check in there to check off the various catchphrases that they got, including this. They continue, we urge Visa and MasterCard to correct their course immediately. The choice they have now is clear. Adopt this new tool at their disposal to prevent gun violence or drag their feet while gun violence devastates our communities across the country. Every delay of action results in more lives needlessly taken. First of all, that is an absolute vicious lie, right? These guys can't prevent anything. They can't prevent anything. This is not common sense. It's nonsense. It's not common sense. They cannot, and they're saying that what they use to detect a fraudulent purchase, which is a purchase where somebody steals your credit card number, and you know you're somebody that never does anything, and then all of a sudden, some female's credit card is used to charge a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes, which is I don't know how many thousands of dollars. They're going to catch that, and they're going to flag that. That's a fraudulent purchase. A lot of people just like to use credit cards because they don't want to use their cash. And going and spending $550 on a Glock, and they intend to buy a Glock, that's not a fraudulent purchase. So they're lumping and conflating everything and making everything something. You know, they're trying to make it a fraudulent anyway, I don't know. What they're asking these guys to do, it was never going to be able to be done. Like most of gun control. Well, like all of gun control. And what they would do, at the very best, it would create an untold number of false flags. And it's not just the gun control activists. Gavin Real Cream Newsom, he's out there. We'll see him respond in some form or fashion. And we'll probably see other blue states, so-called blue states, introduce counter legislation, at least where the legislative calendar permits it, that would penalize credit card companies. Don't implement the MCCs for firearm retailers. It is a very good day in the Second Amendment community, but I expect it's not the last we're going to hear of it. But we're going to talk about this in the next little bit. When you look at this and you see one state or a group of states saying, we're going to penalize you if you don't, and you got other states going, we're going to penalize you if you do. First of all, there's going to be more states that say, we're going to penalize you if you do. Because the gun control states are not that many of them. There's, what, 7, 8 really serious ones. And so, which way do you think those guys are going to go? I guess that might mean that there's no MasterCards or Visas accepted in the anti-gun states. I guess. We'll see how it plays out, but we're going to talk about what I think this may mean for the country as we look at these little details anyway. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Elon Musk owns Tesla and Twitter. Why not own a town? Musk has his eyes on a portion of Bastrop County, 35 miles out of Austin, and has described the venture as a Texas utopia, where his workers could live in newer houses for cheaper rents, all under his control. The town is reportedly already under construction, with a Bastrop County site across from the new boring and SpaceX facilities already furnished with a set of modular homes, a pool, and a gym. County officials have approved street names in the area as well, such as Boring Boulevard, Cutterhead Crossing, and Waterjet Way. I'm Skip Kelly.
Jordan Spieth approached the ninth hole, his 18th at the Players' Championship at the TPC Sawgrass yesterday, in jeopardy of missing the cut, and then sliced his drive towards the water. All hope lost until that miracle happened. That drive actually hit a fan who was in front of the water, wound up rolling right smack in the middle of the fairway. Spieth ended up shooting a 3-over-7.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I was just talking about this, this difference in America. So I'm going to address this audience, because within this audience, and I'm pulling it up right now as we speak, within this audience, I have some anti-gun states that do listen to the show. And I seem to do pretty good in those states. I mean, for example, WYSL, Rochester, Brockport, Canandaigua, is that how it's pronounced? That's in New York. Washington State, KSBN. California, KTOX in Needles, California. States like these absolutely believe that they control the lives of the people that live within their borders. And so they also consequently absolutely believe that they can dictate their daily lives. They can. The most egregious, of course, is California, but New York's not that far behind. You look at these guys and you realize that they just pop up one day and they say, well, we're going to ban gas stoves. And every one of you looks around in the kitchen, and WYSL, for example, and you look at your gas stove. Which, just banning the gas stove, it's not as simple as, you know, just going and buying an electric stove. First, you know, the electric grid is a very, very, especially in these states that are also anti-gun for some reason, is a very delicate thing, the grid. You can look around you and where you live in these states that I've mentioned, and in some states I haven't mentioned. There's some states, like nobody in New Jersey carries me. Mexico's got a sort of going that way, and I have a few places in there. Washington State's trying hard to go that way. We've got two Americas going on right now. We've got two Americas. Now, right now, in a very short period of time, maybe, say, in the next 90 days, we may wake up one morning and there may be 28 permitless carry states in the United States, which means the state doesn't give you any permission at all. It's not required for you to carry a gun concealed within the borders of that state. In the interest of using it in a context, this is it's almost a First Amendment thing. It's a statement. And don't make, let's make no mistake about this, shall we? Let's make no mistake about this. A lot of these politicians that actually pass this, they're only doing it because right now our General Assemblies are not actually leading anything. They're just trying to placate the mob, much like the Roman Senate did in the days of Gladiator, right? Marcus Aurelius, that kind of thing. They're doing it, they don't want to do it. Right now in Florida, the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House, they don't want to pass permitless carry, but they're going to do it because of the political pressure. But they're determined not to allow open carry. That'll show them. That'll show them. But they'll end up having to do open carry as well, because then if they make it constitutional to carry a gun without permission of the government, but you accidentally flash the gun, and are you going to get in trouble for doing something that they allow? So they're going to have to make that change. So this is just kicking the can down the road. So when I say this, what I'm saying is that these states, these 28 states, there may be some states out there that were like, yes, we have to lead the way. We have to empower our citizens. But most of them are not like that. They're just doing what they think they have to do to stay in office, no matter what it is. They all get into it, and it is actually, I, on some level, I think it may be fun. On some level, it definitely has to be intoxicating. But we live in two Americas now. And here's the problem. In order for the Democrats to actually get what they would want to do, they're going to have this capability of projecting force. Now, they've tried to do this with Antifa. And they've tried to do this with BLM. BLM has been found out to be a grift. And I think a lot of black America is saying, well, that's a bunch of junk. They didn't do anything for me. But they bought mansions. BLM mansions. Antifa, on the other hand, they just want to be in it to disrupt. And, like, we just had something happen here in Georgia where they attacked something called Cop City, which was going to be a training facility. Still going to be a training facility, but they decided, the black blockers decided to get out there and go in and, show their force. And one of them decided to shoot a cop, and then he got shot 13 times. So now they decided to descend on a night of rage, and then they got manhandled for their trouble. And a lot of police departments, where they're not going to be demoralized, they haven't been demoralized yet. A lot of them in the Southeast have not been demoralized. And coming into the Southeast, even into Atlanta, you're going to run into some pipe hitters. And there's nothing like taking a soy boy Antifa and roughing him up and throwing him on the ground bodily and forcing his arms behind him to take the fight out of him. So their capability of actually projecting force is not that good, because Antifa were going to be their brown shirts. And they were counting on most people finding violence unsavory. But right now, today, especially with the way they've been purging the military and law enforcement, you got a lot of guys now that used to be law enforcement and military who are sitting out there still smarting from the betrayal of the American government against them. And there's no taking that back. There's no making amends for that. That's just all there is. So we exist in two Americas today. And you can look at this, by the way, some people perpetuate their laws, their taxes, are they into climate change? Everything where they're out there and they have to take freedoms from their citizens. That's a tell. In California, for example, all of these, all of the very well-heeled, a lot of people leaving California right now, just leaving them. They keep coming up with this scheme in their legislature where they can go out and still attempt to continue to tax the person once they live somewhere else, which is taxation without representation. But the drain on their resources is hammering them. And you know what I'm talking about. I know people in New York State. I know people in California. I don't know as many people in California because a lot of them have moved out of California. I know some people in Washington State, and they tell me about what's going on there. So I know that you guys see it. And the other big problem with this is that while you guys listening to this right now, you're not of this mindset. There's enough people that keep electing these quote, leaders, end quote, that are going to keep you going down the primrose path. And that's where the problem comes in. Because as their policies continue, and I mean, even every time they get slapped down judicially, they come back and say, okay, we will rework it. And it's always just a delaying tactic to just to cause you pain. That's all. Has nothing to do with your, public safety. Has nothing to do with the prosperity of you. It just has to do with the fact that I'm in charge and you will bow. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. To be a gun controller, you have to have a the Gun Controller's Dictionary. And this has all the words we know, or they know, rather. They know, this is what they're saying. We know that these words are going to work on you. I have to go into that part of their mind where they're thinking, which is it's baffling. So, the first thing they do is they look up fearmonger, and then they employ the word fearmonger. And then you hear that somebody's a fearmonger. And then you look it up, and it says someone who instills fear with false information, something like that. And you think to yourself, why those dirty so-and-sos? So they obviously must be against what you want. On the other side, the opposite side of this coin, you have people like John Lott. And I quote John Lott an awful lot. And that's because John Lott is the most emphatically correct person I know doing research on the subject. And John Lott reminds me of Joe Chambers, who's the best gunsmith in the United States today, as far as being a gun builder is concerned. I don't care what anybody says. With Joe. What makes Joe so good is consistency, because he's using math to make these guns all work the same way. John Lott uses math, simple math, to find out his data points. And he goes out and knows where to go to get a decent sampling, because you have to have a good sampling in order to put these data points together. Not having a good sampling means you are going to get a biased opinion. He does not want a biased opinion. He wants an even opinion. So, John Lott constantly comes up with good data. But, see, the problem is not necessarily so much the data. It's who's reporting the data. And we get this... Here's a little snippet from somebody. WSVN has now amended their initial report with the following correction. An earlier version of the story erroneously stated that background checks would be eliminated. Federal law requires a background check be conducted of anyone purchasing a firearm from a licensed dealer. This was a story that ran in Florida in the run-up for permitless carry. The original story read, on Monday, a few Miami residents held a press conference decrying Florida's permitless carry bill. Senate Bill 150, sponsored by Florida Senator and former Green Beret Jay Collins, and House Bill 543 in the Florida House of Representatives version of the legislation. Despite the protestations in Miami, this legislation is now moving rapidly to the governor's desk and to become Florida law. WSVN reporter Robin Simmons from the Miami area TV station covered the press conference and filed a report. In her opening, Ms. Simmons characterizes the group holding the press conference as a group of local leaders. Participants in the press conference included former Congressman Debbie Marcuso Powell and retired El Portal Police Chief David Magnuson. While they both previously were leaders, they don't actually hold any office right now. And we'll come back to them in a minute. She continues her reporting. House Bill 543 would allow people in Florida who are 18 years old to carry a concealed loaded gun in most public locations. But here she mischaracterizes the legislation as she says it would also allow people to buy guns with no background checks or firearms training. Well, first of all, that's blatantly false. First of all, you don't have to have training to buy a gun anywhere, as far as I know, except some of these states that are anti-gun. Firearms purchases are controlled by both federal and state law that require a background check to be performed before the transfer of anything. Nothing in these bills will change the process for a Floridian to buy or transfer a gun. So, and they said this numerous times. On Twitter, they were like, carrying without a permit would also take away the training and background check currently required for anyone to carry a gun. House Bill 543 would allow people in Florida who are 18 years old, over 18 years old, to carry a concealed loaded gun in most public places. Well, see, they've done such a very good job out there, or they think they have. I mean, very slowly it's beginning to dawn on a lot of people. That law-abiding people don't actually commit crimes. The fact that a law-abiding person might carry a gun in most public places, they're trying to make that a scary point. On Twitter, though, we got like from Ryan Petty. Here at WSVN, incorrectly reports on Florida's permitless carry bill saying it would remove background check requirements for gun purchases. For her part, Marcuso Powell repeated gun control talking points, citing gun control research indicating increases in crime in states where permitless carry had been adopted. And she is a senior advisor to gun control group Giffords Courage. As for Mr. Magnuson, he seems to be one of the only law enforcement officials against the bill. Florida Sheriff's Association and the Florida Police Chiefs Association support Florida's permitless carry legislation. This probably explains why he's no longer an official. As important as the inaccuracies in the reporting are, the report was completely one-sided. No attempt to reach out to supporters of the legislation. No attempt to fact-check any of the statistics shared during the press conference. Ms. Simmons, because of her bias, just copied and pasted whatever was said during the press conference. You got Marcuso Powell rattling off the same disproven statistics about crime in states where permitless carry, and Ms. Simmons included them in her reporting, lock, stock, and barrel. And here's the thing. In some states where they do have permitless carry, like Louisiana, you have New Orleans, which is run by Democrats. And one thing to remember about everything in politics, all politics, they start out local. The first impact is felt locally. So if you have an area district attorney and a police chief and a mayor that are sort of soft on crime, you're going to see these. You know, it's very self-evident. A simple Google search would lead Ms. Simmons to a recent report by RAND where they say evidence for the effect of permitless carry laws on total homicides is inconclusive. And Rand is no supporter of the Second Amendment, so when they say the data are inconclusive, this is basically them throwing up the white flag. You might ask, why does this matter? It's going to pass anyway. Well, first, voters depend on local news for accurate reporting on issues that matter. Most of them don't have the time or the wherewithal to actually go out and find things out. So they're going to look at news and try to find out what's going on to make some sort of a decision. And when you're getting a one-sided report that is biased, well, you're being lied to. And then you probably are going to support something that is not actually good policy. And as much as journalists and newsrooms might protest, the term, if it bleeds, it leads, is an axiom for a reason. There is a financial motivation to push stories that generate and feed fear, and then generate views, the outrage, the oh my gods, all that stuff. Second, distrust of the media and politicians and the political process are at levels that had nobody seen in decades. Coming off the misinformation circuits during the pandemic, which I hope most of you, do you realize that the pandemic thing was sort of a behavioral experiment to see what we would do, to see what we would give up? That's all it was. That's all it was. And that also is a problem, the fact that we did that. And for these reasons, that's why we keep getting fed nothing but misinformation, because we reacted the way they wanted us to with COVID. So we need, you, me, we all need sources that we can trust, not mouthpieces for propagandists. And the press play a vital role, but the level of public trust is a direct result of their adherence to journalistic ethics. Fair, balanced, and accurate reporting are vital to rebuilding the trust into a functioning constitutional republic. All we have to do is figure out how to get it. Undoubtedly, that's why the first two amendments are where they're at. To protect your free speech, and to make sure you can be armed to protect your free speech. I'm going to go away now, and I will be back with you next week. Until then, you know, train. Carry your gun everywhere you can. Stay awake. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.